Back in 1999, construction crews working on a street improvement uncovered what turned out to be the foundations of seven rooms at Fort Crawford. The military base was used between 1829 and 1856. Thanks to military records, historians knew the rooms had existed, but until then they thought any trace of them was long gone. Archaeologists with the Mississippi Valley Archaeology Center, or MVAC, based at the UW-La Crosse, spent 2.5 months digging at the site. Archaeologist Vicky Twindy says the discoveries help enlighten us about the day-to-day personal lives of people who lived at the fort that historical documents just can't convey.
We were able to answer some questions about exactly what they were eating besides what's in the historical record. We also found a lot of some personal items, such as we found a lot of smoking pipes. We also found a lot of ceramic dishes and some evidence of children in the fort with marbles and a toy doll's face, and also evidence of females in the fort. We have some evidence of very dainty buttons and dainty buckles on for shoes that obviously were not military issue.
The artifacts will make up a new permanent exhibit at the Fort Crawford Museum in Prairie du Chien. Eventually, historians plan to lay colored concrete paths on the borders of the newly discovered rooms. Not only was Fort Crawford a military base, but it was also key in government regulation of the fur trade. It's historically significant because U.S. President Zachary Taylor and Confederate President Jefferson Davis both served there as soldiers. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.